A lucky find.
One evening at the beginning of the last century, a mining engineer called Frederick Wells watched his workers leave before he made his usual inspection of the mine where he was in charge. He walked slowly into the open mine, pausing to examine the rocks that rose on both sides to a height of 6 meters. The sun goes down fast in South Africa. Wells watched while the rays of the setting sun moved rapidly along the walls of the mine towards him. Just as the sun's rays passed his right shoulder, they struck a stone that sparkled like a piece of glass. Curious, Wells used his pocket knife to dig it out. It was too big to be a diamond, he thought, as he weighed the stone in his hand. What could it be? Frederick Wells was a conscientious man. He was also curious to learn what this sparkling stone was made of. He took it to his boss, Mr. McHardy, who took it to his boss, Sir Thomas Cullinan, who owned the diamond mine. The stone turned out to be the biggest rough diamond ever found. It weighed 621 grams. Later, it would be cut into the 9 famous diamonds which now belong to the British Crown. But first, the owners had to get it safely to England. The Cullinan diamond was found on the 26th of January 1905. A few weeks later, a steamship set off from Cape Town to London with a group of detectives on board. The detectives were said to be guarding a precious parcel. A short while before that, the real Cullinan diamond had been sent to London in the ordinary post.